Craiglin smiled and put the gun back in its holster. It clicked off with a fading whine.
Welcome aboard the Clear Air Turbulence.
Craiglin sighed and stepped over Zarlin's body. He walked to the middle of one bulkhead, opened a door and went out, his boots clattering on some steps. Most of the others followed him.
Well done.
Horza, still kneeling, turned at the words. It was the woman with the nice voice again, Yalsen. She offered him her hand once more, this time to help him up. He took it gratefully and got to his feet.
I didn't enjoy it, he told her.
He wiped some sweat from his brow with his forearm and looked into the woman's eyes.
You said your name was Yalsen, right?
She nodded.
And you're Horza.
Hello, Yalsen.
Hello, Horza.
She smiled a little. Horza liked her smile. He looked at the corpse on the deck. Blood had stopped flowing from the wound in one leg.
What about that poor bastard? He asked.
Might as well dump him, Yalsen said.
She looked over at the only other people left in the hangar. Three thickly furred and identical heavy-set males in shorts. They stood in a group near the door the others had left by, looking at him curiously. All three had heavy boots on, as though they had just started to suit up and had been interrupted at the same moment. Horza wanted to laugh. Instead, he smiled and waved. Hello.
Ah, those are the Bretzelakins, Yalsen said, as the three furry bodies waved dark grey hands at him, not quite in sync. 1, 2, and 3, she continued, nodding at each one in turn. We must be the only free company with a clone group that's paranoid.
Horza looked at her to see if she was serious, just as the three furry humans came over to him.
Don't listen to a word she says,
one of them said, in a soft voice Horza found surprising.
She's never liked us. We just hope that you're on our side.
Six eyes looked anxiously at Horza. He did his best to smile. You can depend on it, he told them. They smiled back and looked from one to another, nodding.
Let's get Zarlin into a vac tube. Probably dump him later, Yalsen said to the other three.
She went over to the body. Two of the Bratzelakins followed her, and between the three of them, they got the limp corpse to an area of the hangar deck where they lifted some metal planks up, opened a curved hatch, stuffed Zarlin's body into a narrow space, then closed both hatch and deck again. The third Bratzelakin took a cloth from a wall panel and mopped up the blood on the deck. Then the hairy clone group headed for the door and the stairs. Yalsen came up to Horza. She made a sideways gesture with her head.
Come on, I'll show you where you can clean up.
He followed her over the hangar deck toward the doorway. She turned round as they went.
The rest have gone to eat. I'll see you in the mess if you're ready in time. Just follow your nose. Anyway, I have to collect my winnings.
Your winnings? Horza said, as they got to the doorway, where Yalsen put a hand on what Horza assumed were lighting switches. She turned to him, looking into his eyes.
Sure,
she said, and pressed one of the switches covered by her hand. The lights didn't change, but under his feet, Horza could feel a vibration. He heard a hiss and what sounded like a pump running.
I bet on you, Yalsen said,
then turned and bounded up the steps beyond the door, two at a time. Horza looked round at the hangar once, and then followed her. Just before the Clear Air Turbulence went back into warp and its crew sat down at table, the ship expelled the limp corpse of Zarlin. Where it had found a live man in a suit, it left a dead youth in shorts and a tattered t-shirt, tumbling and freezing while a thin shell of air molecules expanded around the body, like an image of departing life. Chapter 4. Temple of Light. The Clear Air Turbulence swung through the shadow of a moon, past a barren, cratered surface, its track dimpling as it skirted the top edge of a gravity well, and then down toward a cloudy blue-green planet. Almost as soon as it passed the moon, its course started to curve, gradually pointing the craft's nose away from the planet and back into space. Halfway through that curve, the Cat released its shuttle, slinging it toward one hazy horizon of the globe, at the trailing edge of the darkness which swept over the planet's surface like a black cloak. Horza sat in the shuttle with most of the rest of the Cat's motley crew. They were suited up, sitting on narrow benches in the cramped shuttle's passenger compartment in a variety of spacesuits. Even the three Bratzelakins had slightly different models on.
The only really modern example was the one Kraiklin wore, the Rerch suit he had taken from Horsa. They were all armed, and their weapons were as various as their suits. Mostly they were lasers, or to be more exact, what the culture called CRUES, Coherent Radiation Emission Weapon Systems.